Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello. And welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Well, it's coming up to Christmas once again. My, how time flies when you're getting older. The older you get, the faster time flies, they say, and I'm beginning to vouch for that. So, this is another Christmas programme, but what is different about this one is that we'll be trying to understand Christmas through the eyes of the various characters who were there that first Christmas. If we can get under their skin and walk in their shoes a wee bit, then we'll better understand that first Christmas and maybe learn something about ourselves, our world and God this Christmas. You'll see that all the characters in the Bible account of the birth of Jesus are types of people that we know. Indeed, they're types of people that we are ourselves. Now, there's a sobering thought. Well, think about it as we go through the programme. The wise men represent all those who are seeking something, but they don't know what it is that they are seeking. They only find God because God has already come all the way to them and steered them to himself. Here's St. Martin in the Fields Academy.
Three kings from Persian lands afar to Jordan follow the pointing stars, and this the quest of the travelers three, where the newborn king of the Jews may be. For royal gifts they bear for the king, gold, incense, myrrh are their offering. The star shines out with a steadfast ray, the kings to Bethlehem make their way, and then in worship they bend the knee as Mary's child in her lap they see. Their royal gifts they show to the king, gold, incense, myrrh are their offering.
Now the shepherds represent folk going about their daily work, minding their own business, when they're suddenly thrust into the limelight. They seize the moment when it comes to them, and they rejoice ever after because they saw God in ordinary surroundings. Here's Ian White.
Oh, what a cold, cold night. Oh, what a cold, cold night. The noisy old sheep just won't go to sleep. Oh, what a cold, cold night. Oh, what a cold, cold night. Oh, what a cold, cold night. The noisy old sheep just won't go to sleep. Oh, what a cold, cold night. Oh, what a cold, cold night. Oh, what a cold, cold night. The noisy old sheep just won't go to sleep. Oh, what a cold, cold night. Something is up in the sky. Maybe we're all going to die. Something is shining so bright. See there an angel in white.
Jesus' mother Mary represents all those who say, "Thy will be done," even though it makes no sense to them. A Scottish church officer said, "It's nae richt and it doesna make sense, but I suppose it's the will of God." People like that become God-bearers or Theotokos to the world around them. Here's Montserrat Caballé.
Born on Christmas Day, and all the angels sing. see a bright new shining star. Then hear all choir sing, the music seems to come from afar. Now Joseph and his wife Mary come to Bethlehem that night, then find no place to born she child, not a single home was in sight.
In the Christmas story, Joseph represents those who try to do the right thing, but find that they get buffeted around by the events of life. They take their fatherly responsibilities very seriously, but discover that it is really God who is fathering them. Here's Michael Card.
How could it be, this baby in my arms, sleeping now, so peacefully, the Son of God, the angel said, how could it be? Lord, I know he's not my own, not of my flesh, not of my bone. Still, Father, let this baby be the son of my love. Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? He looks so small, his face and hands so fair. And when he cries, the sun just seems to disappear. But when he laughs, it shines again. How could it be? Show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? How could it be, this baby in my arms, sleeping now so peacefully, the Son of God, the angel said, how could it be?
And the donkey represents those who feel honoured to be able to render humble service. Though overlooked, they find their finest hours are in serving the King of Kings. Even God himself chooses to need their help. The innkeeper represents those who are too busy and therefore find it difficult to see who Jesus really is. Consequently, they give their God little or no house room, but he still gets in somehow. Here's Albert Bogle.
I feel shut in and I feel shut out, give up. And I can't say now and I won't say then, lonely. It's funny how the busiest life can feel so damned empty. I tell you now, this empty soul is aching. But you let your children walk away from your door. For everyone that walks, there's a million more. You talk of your programs, visions and dreams, and I just want to scream. Have you room for love?
I wanna know now.
Have you space for me? 'Cause I'm not like you, you see.
I wanna know now.
Want no walls around me. Break them down now.
Kicked out, hurting, and I can't forgive, but will you forgive? Sorry. And it's funny how the busiest life can feel so damned empty. I tell you now, this empty soul is aching. You let your children walk away from your door. For everyone that walks, there's a million more. You talk of your programs, visions and dreams, and I just wanna scream. Have you room for love? I wanna know now. Have you space for me? Cause I'm not
And the people of Bethlehem represent the people of the world this Christmas who will sleep through all the dramatic miracle of God being with us. They'll be too busy and too preoccupied to notice. But it will not stop God coming down into our midst. He doesn't need an invitation. Here's the choirs of Canterbury and Wells Cathedrals. King Herod represents all those who this Christmas do not want the baby God to threaten their own selfish rule. They are prepared to massacre whatever risks their self-centered lives. They wreck many people's Christmases and indeed their lives, but they do not kill God. Here's Michael Card.
Someone else. The voices heard of weeping and of wailing.
Angels in the Christmas story represent all those who spread the good news to everyone that Jesus, the Saviour of the world, is alive and kicking, with us and for us, and much nearer than we think. And when we zoom in on the baby Jesus himself, we learn the good news that all the above characters learned in their time, and the good news that we can celebrate today, that God has come down to be with us. And he keeps coming to be with us, whoever we are, whether we're looking out for him or whether we are not, whether we welcome him or we try to kill him, whether we are wise men or humble shepherds or even a donkey. But he comes to us. He loves us. He wants us. Now that is worth celebrating, is it not? So bye for now and have a very happy Christmas, and I leave you with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra's Candlelight Carol.
Thank you. sing.